Please remember, this is an adults-only podcast and does contain some very sensual themes. So please, only listen to this podcast if you are happy to explore your deepest sensual fantasies with me and are of a suitable age.
Hi, it's Devlin, and welcome to another episode of Wild in Bed, your destination for salacious stories, sensual satisfaction, and finger-licking good fantasies. Now, if you, like me, love this podcast, then why not show it some support and enjoy a commercial-free experience by visiting me at wildinbed.com and becoming one of my cherished VIP club members, so we can enjoy uninterrupted pleasure together. Go on, go over there. You know, for just the cost of a Starbucks coffee every month, you can make sure you get your fantasies right here, without interruption. So tonight, the last part of our MMF erotic romance story. When we left Katie last time, she had negotiated a promotion. But what now? Is there an unforeseen problem waiting to bite her on the ass? Or maybe bite her somewhere worse? You know, she rose pretty quickly, so it's going to have had attracted some attention somewhere. Now, you know, if you want to hear your fantasies narrated right here, then it's so easy for you to just email me at devlin@wildinbed.com, and I will do my best to bring your fantasy to life. Now, do remember, next week is birthday week, so get your fantasies in before I run out of space in that story. Otherwise, we're just going to be up all night listening to your fantasies. So get yours in right now. You can know this podcast is best enjoyed laying on your bed. Just put your earbuds in, close your eyes, and surrender to the pleasure of my voice moving over and inside you. And when you're ready to surrender to pleasure, go ahead and take a nice deep breath and hold it for a moment. And let it go with a sigh, letting go of any tension, any stress. For the next 30 minutes or so, it's just you and my voice. This is your time. Your time to relax. Your time for sensuous satisfaction. Your time to release your inner passions as you listen to my voice and feel the story caressing you as you enjoy tonight's show. The bronze plaque glinted as she turned it in her hand. Katie McGinnis, operations director, had quite a ring to it, she mused. Eventually, she looked back up at the maintenance man that stood patiently in front of her new mahogany desk. Remembering his question, she said, "Yes, that's great. Just put it on the door." He smiled as he took the plaque and returned to the door. Watching him fix the plaque, which was the last part of the office refurb, she pondered how much had actually changed since catching Stephen and Jamie in their moment of intimacy. Of course, she had a new job now, but that was really a facade. She was there to satisfy the cravings of both of her co-directors. A job she was actually surprised to find she was thoroughly enjoying. She had never thought of herself as a dominant, but had enough pent-up frustration after years of working for Stephen. So it provided an excellent vent. He wasn't less angry, but less on the edge of a mental breakdown all the time. Although the chances are, he would be in a particularly bad mood when he returned from his holiday in New York today. He had apparently broken both his arms in an accident. She couldn't help but grin at the thought of Stephen being so helpless, despite the amount of management he was going to take. her dominance of Stephen balanced perfectly with her submissiveness to Jamie. In truth, they got more from the new playroom than Stephen did. Generally, when the three of them met for their board meetings, Stephen was tied to the soul tire and punished before having his chastity cage fitted, and then tormented with the sight of Jamie and Katie fucking in front of him and unable to get himself off. Of course, once he was allowed to touch himself, he pretty much exploded and was in a much better mood afterwards all day. Jamie had been right when he told her about Stephen. He needed more and more intensity each and every time. It had gone from spanking to pegging, and now his cock had to be caged to ensure he couldn't orgasm until Katie let him. The past couple of times, he'd asked her to describe in graphic detail how it felt to be fucked by Jamie whilst he was still caged. So she figured this would become a regular thing for him. Her work was never ending, she decided. Looking up, the maintenance man nodded and showed the brass plaque attached to the door. Katie thanked him and asked him to close the door as he left. The office refurbishment was now complete, and just in time for Stephen's return. Well, one less thing for him to be grouchy about. Once she heard the click of the door, and silence returned to the room, she slid one drawer of the desk open and retrieved a key. Standing, she walked to the door behind her desk that led to a common room shared by her and Stephen. The office playroom. Unlocking the door, she entered their private sanctuary. Just a few months ago, it had been her most hated room, the filing room, with three dim lights hanging from the ceiling. Now they had installed frosted ceiling lights, making it very bright and airy. An ancient soul tire dominated the room. They'd actually imported it from the UK. Stephen loved the fact that witches had actually been flogged on it. He said it gave it more of a feeling, a history. In front of the soul tire sat a scorpion bench, in the perfect position for Stephen to watch, as either Katie pleasured herself or Jamie fucked her right there. An array of floggers, belts and whips hung from the walls, all neatly arranged by size. And in the corner stood an old wardrobe, Katie's choice, that held only a few outfits, her dressing-up outfits, to make her feel more in the mood. She really was taking this job very seriously. The room was clean and tidy, and perfect for Stephen's return. No doubt he would need a board meeting as soon as he arrived. Although Katie was a little unsure how productive it would be with his two broken arms. The sound of her desk phone ringing shattered her thoughts. Without answering it, she knew it would be reception announcing Stephen's arrival. He couldn't text her because of his arms. God, he must be so frustrated. A day hadn't gone by in the past 3 months when he hadn't masturbated at least twice that she knew of. The last week of being unable to touch himself must be driving him mad. She closed and locked the door to the playroom before lifting the handset on her desk phone. "Katie McGinnis," she said. "Hi, Katie, it's Anne at reception. Just to let you know, Stephen's on his way through." "Thank you, Anne," Katie said simply, before disconnecting the call, and without replacing the handset, she dialed to Jamie's office. "Stephen's here. Do you want to come over? I'm guessing he'll need a board meeting," she asked. "On my way," Jamie replied jovially. Minutes later, a knock sounded at her office door. "Come in," she responded. Everyone always knocked on Katie's door. It was a sacrilege offence not to. Well, she never knew what she would be doing. Stephen and Jamie walked in together, Stephen was more mobile than Katie thought he would have been. White plaster covered both his forearms. His expression was dark and angry. "Katie, I thought I had been clear before I left. I wanted Donna gone from IT before I got back. Why is she still in the office?" "Stephen, we had to find a replacement before we could let her go. And they don't start until Monday," Katie said defensively. She didn't trust Donna any more than Stephen did. She was pretty sure she had been siphoning off money from the company into her private accounts. She probably should have called the police, but they really didn't need the cops sniffing around the playroom. Jamie suddenly interceded. "I don't want her here either. But what happens if something goes wrong between now and Monday, Stephen?" he said, trying to calm the atmosphere. Stephen did not handle several days of pleasure denial well. Stephen sighed. "She causes our IT problems. Make sure she's gone by the end of the day." Katie just nodded. Despite his barely controlled temper, Stephen seemed to hate seeing Katie upset and hated berating her. He forced a smile before saying, "I see the refurbishment is now complete. You both did an excellent job while I was away."
"Thank you,"
they both said in unison. "And I've brought us back a present from New York," he said with a glimmer of a smile. Katie and Jamie exchanged uncertain glances. Stephen had a habit of impulsively buying things, usually causing a problem for one of those two to resolve. Awkwardly, he fumbled with the bag he held, the plaster on his arms restricting his movements. In between the mumbled expressions of pain, he eventually retrieved a box. Pulling it out triumphantly, he announced, "It's a cellmate."
"A what?"
"A cellmate," he replied. Sounding a little disappointed, she didn't know what one was. "An app-controlled cock cage." "Katie can have the app and decide when it can be opened," he continued, his voice shrouded in a dark, cheerful tone. They really dared not look at each other now, for fear of the doubt they would see.
"Are you sure, Stephen?" Jamie asked slowly. "You know how you are with anything technical."
"Let's get into the playroom. Katie can put it on me and install the app. Apparently it will fit right under my pants, so we can see how well it works in a few hours. Shall we say board meeting at 1 p.m? Most of the office will be out to lunch then anyway," he said, his voice echoing the cheeriness of a child with a new favourite toy.
Jamie and Katie both agreed. As Katie locked her office door and unlocked the playroom, Stephen walked up to the saltire and admired it for a moment before saying,
"I feel like a board meeting now. I'm so wired. But this little beauty should make it even more intense."
As he raised his hands gently over the ancient wood, stroking it like one might stroke a missed lover. Opening the box, Katie took a few moments to read the instructions twice before kneeling down in front of Stephen and loosening his pants. As they fell to the ground, his semi-hard cock throbbed in the air before her.
"Stephen, reading this, you'll get an electric shock. If your cock is even semi-hard, are you sure you don't want me to get you off first?"
Stephen shook his head enthusiastically.
"My cock has been semi-hard since I broke my arms. And you know what? I haven't felt more horny in years. That's what gave me the idea for the cellmate," he said, grinning. It took Katie a few minutes to place the device over his cock, made even more difficult by his growing erection. Pulling her phone out, she downloaded the control app and connected the two. It automatically pulsed with electricity against Stephen's semi-hard cock the moment she switched it on. Groaning in the pleasure of the sensation, a twisted smile burned over Stephen's lips. Katie watched him suspiciously for a moment before he said, "Okay, Katie, slide my pants back up. I'm going to go to my office this morning and catch up on paperwork. That should make sure I don't get a hard-on." Katie fastened his pants, the three of them leaving the playroom as Katie locked it behind them. Unlocking her office door, she held it open as Stephen left, saying, "Don't forget about Donna." As the pair of them watched him leave, they cast uncertain glances at each other, absolutely sure this was going to go horribly wrong. "I guess I better tell Donna the good news," Katie sighed. Jamie just gave her a sparkling half-smile and said, "You got this. It won't be so bad. She must realize she's on the way out." And then turned and left. Donna did take it badly, threatening that they were going to regret this. She apparently knew all their secrets, which Katie had no doubt about. They hardly hid them. But then Donna could not start slinging mud. As Katie reminded her, she was letting her go nicely, with decent references. If Donna pushed it, she would call in the police, and then that would all be a different matter. Donna slammed Katie's door as she left the office and returned to her desk, apparently determined to complete her last day, at least to receive her final wage check. The minutes dragged through the morning, and it seemed like every 5 minutes Katie was checking the clock. Sure, Stephen frustrated her, and they had some massive rows, but she still begrudgingly respected him and all he suffered for the business. After all, if it wasn't for that, she wouldn't have the well-paid position she had now. The hand on the clock finally moved around to 1 p.m. And right on cue, there was a knock at her door. "Come in," Katie said, watching the door as it swept open and Jamie walked through. A crooked smile danced over his lips as he spoke. "You want to see the damage then?" "I'm sure he's fine. We would have heard otherwise," Katie replied. Jamie just shrugged his shoulders and turned the latch on the office door to lock it. Grabbing the key from her desk, she opened the door to the playroom. Stephen was already inside, leaning against the saltire, looking very annoyed. "This will not work," he hissed. "Why not?" Jamie asked as he closed the door behind him. Stephen just held his plastered arms up against the wood cross and said, "This is why." It was obvious that they would have to strap him in around his brakes, which might be a little more painful than even Stephen wanted. Katie sighed as she pondered the situation. "Try the scorpion chair," she said. Stephen moved to the chair sullenly, his frustration flooding his expression. Laying down face first, he complained about it being uncomfortable on his cock cage. "Well, turn over then," Katie said, exasperated a grown man acted so immaturely. Putting his arms up, the strips fell perfectly against his biceps. "But how are you going to spank my ass, though?" he inquired.
"I think we'll just have to make do. There's plenty of other spanking Katie can do to you in that position," Jamie said. "Now get up so we can undress you. We have a client meeting at 5. His words becoming a gruff command. Stephen stood obediently, his clothes dropping away as Katie undressed him. Standing naked apart from his cock cage, Katie thought to herself what a handsome man he was. If only he would smile more. Protecting his arms as he sat back down in the chair,
Katie secured the restraints around his biceps before going to the array of whips hanging on the wall. Selecting a cork flogger, she walked back to Stephen, pushing his thighs apart with the end gently before bringing it down with a hard crack over the inside of his thighs. A muffled crackle erupted from the cock cage, announcing his body's response. Stephen's groans of pleasure only confirmed it. Writhing on the seat, his fingertips flexed at the first wave of pleasure. Katie thought for a moment before going to the wardrobe. Opening an inner drawer, she retrieved a silver butt plug before walking back to Stephen, holding it just in front of him. It still glinted in the room's light. "Please," he moaned. Katie reached between his thighs, pushing the plug into his ass. Stephen's thighs tensed with the intrusion. His moans grew louder. Stepping back, Katie picked up the flogger again, bringing it down in a crashing punishment on his thighs. The cock cage buzzed with life repeatedly, forcing Stephen to writhe more aggressively, pushing his feet into the seat and thrusting his hips. Suddenly, a moment of concern hit Katie. What if he might be injured from the electric shocks to his cock? "Well, Stephen," she stouted, "I want to see just how hard your cock is now." Reaching for her phone, she opened the app. Pressing the open button, she waited. But nothing happened. "Release me, Katie, please," Stephen begged. Katie pressed the button again. Still nothing. "Please," he gasped, his body writhing under the barrage of electric shocks. "I'm trying," she gritted out. "Wait here," she said as she left the playroom, reaching for the instructions in her desk drawer, looking for a clue as to what might have gone wrong. She read them again. She was doing everything right. Had the thing just malfunctioned? What the fuck were they going to do? Suddenly, out of the corner of her eye, she noticed a giggling Donner at her desk. Returning to the playroom, she said, "Jimmy, can I borrow you, please?" Closing the door as he joined her in the office, she said, "It's Donner, I know it. We should never have employed an ex-hacker." Her gaze burned with rage. "I don't know what she's done, but you know what her reputation's like. I just know it's her." Jamie's stern gaze looked through the glass wall at the woman sat not 10 feet away. Before he turned back to Katie, she had opened the door and called Donna's name. Obviously annoyed at the interruption to her day, Donna entered her office. "What?" she spat out. Katie fought to keep her voice calm. "I don't know the details of what you've done, Donna, and frankly, I don't care." Her gaze burned into Donna. "But if you don't reverse it within the next 5 minutes, I will call the cops. Consequences be damned." For the longest moment, a heavy silence filled the room. Jamie shifted next to Katie in a show of support. "Okay," Donna growled. "Perverts," she added before leaving. Watching her sit back down, Katie said, "Watch her, Jamie, while I check." Returning to the playroom, eventually there was a satisfying click from the cock cage, and Katie quickly removed it from Stephen's groin. Watching in surprise as Stephen's cock swelled before her, his erection bouncing enthusiastically in the air as he groaned loudly. "Fat Katie, I need to come," he growled in desperation. Katie looked at him sympathetically. He was obviously painfully swollen. Returning to the doorway, she said, "Jamie is done, but he's very desperate." Her voice tinged with urgency.
"Give me a minute," he said sternly, his gaze fixated on Donna.
Katie let the playroom door close behind her as she returned to Stephen. Gently she opened the wardrobe again and retrieved a tube of lube from the drawer. Releasing the straps around Stephen's biceps, his hands dropped to his aching cock, trying to grasp it, but the plaster stopping his grip.
"Fat Katie, I can't, I just can't fucking get myself off."
Taking pity, Katie kneeled before him. Taking his burning erection in her hands, she began stroking it. Just then the door swung open and Jamie returned.
"Started already?"
he asked, grinning widely.
"Shut up and get here, Jamie,"
Katie said, releasing Stephen's cock to his obvious dismay.
"Get your clothes off, we're going to run out of time," she commanded.
"Maybe we should wait until after the..."
Jamie started, only to be cut off by Stephen.
"You fucking wait and you're both fired."
Jamie released his pants, stepping out of them. He looked suddenly lost. Exasperated, Katie said, "Lay down on the floor with your head against the chair." Without waiting, Jamie lay on the ground, his head against the footrest of the scorpion chair, as he looked at the ceiling. Katie stepped either side of him and hitched her skirt. Grateful she hadn't bothered with pantyhose or panties today. Lowering herself until she could feel his breath caressing her folds. She kneeled against the chair for support. Jamie's tongue whipped viciously at her lips, sucking her clit between his teeth. She moaned loudly as she grabbed Stephen's cock and slowly stroked him, pausing after every movement so he didn't come. Not yet, not until she was ready. Stephen's hips pushed up against her, desperate for satisfaction. Katie slid her thumb pad down his shaft, controlling his orgasm. He might be desperate, but she was still in control. Pushing her hips forward, her pussy clutched at the sensation of Jamie's stubble, caressing her lips. Suddenly his finger pushed into her ass, forcing a loud moan from her throat.
"Fuck!"
she cried, as his tongue worked on her pussy faster and faster, her warm slick kissing her thighs.
"Kneel and take my ass, Jamie,"
she said as she stood up, moving over the chair. Stephen's torturously frustrated body laying prone underneath her.
"With lube?"
Jamie asked innocently.
"Yes, with fucking lube,"
she replied curtly, as she threw the tube at him. The cold sensation of the lube being applied over and inside her ass only heightened the heat burning in her pussy. Suddenly, Jamie's swollen cock was pressed against her rosette as his hands caressed her cheeks, massaging them tenderly as he said, "Ready?"
"Yes,"
she said, breathing deeply to relax her muscles. The tight shock of pain gripped her body as he pushed slowly inside, the burning sensation in her ass spreading, before eventually the blissful release as the burning subsided. Lowering herself slowly, Jamie followed her lead. Aware of her intentions, she grasped Stephen's begging cock and guided it between the folds of her pussy, lowering herself further, his entire length filling her as Jamie started thrusting gently, controlling the motion of the two men. She could feel their cocks rubbing against each other inside her, her body feeling completely filled. She started moving quicker, grasping the chair for stability. She stared at Stephen as his eyes fixated on her, his pupils dilating widely. She could feel him swelling inside her. Fuck. This felt so good. Jamie grasped her ass tightly, his nails biting into her flesh, the movement of the two men against each other accentuating the pleasure of all three. A core clutching wildly at the sensations, her thighs tensing. She could feel her orgasm spreading. Her ass tightened around Jamie's cock, massaging it, while her pussy clutched at Stephen's. It was impossible to decide who came first. There was an eruption of pleasure between the three of them, that was for sure. Cum flooded Katie's body as she screamed out in pleasure, her orgasm burning through every vein, their moans of pleasure echoing in the soundproof room. Panting, Jamie eased himself back, his still pulsing cock falling from her ass, his cum escaping down the back of her thighs. Katie gently lifted herself from Stephen's still trembling body, her pussy still clutching at him, as she felt his cock slip from her lips, his cum caressing her thighs. Gently standing, her legs shaking, the fragrance of intense sex heavy in the air. "Well, gentlemen, it's 4:30, and we reek of sex." Katie managed between gas. "I wonder if the client will notice."
The First Baptist Church of Dallas. "I seriously doubt they know what sex smells like," Jimmy said, grinning as he pulled his pants back up, straightening her dress. Katie helped Stephen up and dressed him before returning to her office. Looking up, she immediately noticed the space where Donna had been sitting. Jamie leaned in and whispered, "I paid her wages and told her to leave now. We don't want her poison around the office a minute longer than necessary." And so the veil drops on another story. Just a reminder that next time we meet, it will be my birthday. So send me your fantasies to devlin@wildinbed.com so we can do something extra special next week. So until next time, when we can get wild in bed all over again, this is Devlin Wild wishing you salacious dreams.